Ketchikan police officers Mark Sievertson and Chris Travers say this threat assessment initiative has been in the works for about a year and a half. KRBD was the first business to sign up. The officers came by on June 24th.
Yeah, you guys are our guinea pigs.
Sievertson says one of the main weaknesses local businesses face is a lack of preparation.
A lot of people don't have emergency plans in place. What to do if somebody came in and was sick or somebody was having a heart attack out in the parking lot? What do you do? Same thing with if somebody comes in disgruntled, they don't know to create distance and have somebody else in the building, if they can, call police instead of that one person right in the front dealing with them calling.
Sievertson says the idea to offer safety assessments didn't come from any specific incident in Ketchikan. It's more about focusing the police department's efforts on prevention.
We're starting to do more of a proactive approach with all the responses to the, you know, you see in the news of school violence, workplace violence, you know, stuff happens at the malls, the movie theaters. The training used to be, you know, we respond to the threats. We take care of it when it happens. Well, now there's a big push and, you know, our department has made the decision that we're going to take more of a proactive approach.
He says there's a deficit in the community for this kind of service.
We've had some businesses where if they would have taken the initiative sooner, they probably would have prevented more loss, and usually it was theft.
The assessments cover practical steps businesses can take to be prepared for natural, man-made, environmental, and electronic threats.
You're standing in the front lobby.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we have a little bell because lots of times all of our offices are down this hallway. Mm-hmm. And so the bell is to allow us to know someone's entered the building.
Okay. So KRBD's general manager, Deb Turnbull, led the officers around the station. Now, we can't reveal our biggest weaknesses on air, but here are a couple suggestions the officers had.
Yeah, you can put motion sensors on these light switches, so at nighttime,
if someone walks in,
the light clicks on, which gets
their attention.
Smoke detector and carbon monoxide are cheap compared to the loss of life. So if you have one in one room, great. If you have two, fine. If you have them plastered all over the house, perfect.
We walked through every room in the station. Sievertson and Travers asked questions and offered suggestions. In total, it took about an hour. The officers said they would write up a review of their suggestions.
We'll kind of give you different ranges because, I mean, they can range. Some buildings, you know, they'd have to completely remodel something. And some buildings, it's just turning the door facing a different way.
The written review took the officers a little more than 2 months to get back to KRBD. It's 2 pages of notes that lays out small changes which could make the building and staff safer. KRBD has implemented one of those changes so far, and we plan to work on a few more in the near future. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.